Speaking about what's going on in the oil and gas industry, I'll try to keep everything out of doom and gloom land because the group that I run is a global banking group of 65 bankers that are industry dedicated across the spectrum of healthy to distressed, M&A, A&D, cap markets, and financial restructuring related transactions. The reality is that because of the languishing commodity prices, right? The oil and gas businesses are accumulations of assets. They're not really businesses, so to speak. They exist to find and exploit reserves. And so as a result, it's driven ultimately by commodity price and what's going on in commodity price. So you have to look at where we are from a commodity price standpoint, where we've been, and what the market is currently telling us on a forward strip basis. The one thing we know about the forward strip is it will always be wrong, but it does provide the market's perspective and where money is actually transacting around the per barrel or per MCF price. So you can see here that while prices, as we're all painfully aware, from starting in the fall of 2014, declined from $100 a barrel or roughly $4 an MCF of gas, declined to bounce off of about $26 a barrel at the low for WTI. And Henry Hub or natural gas futures bounced off of about $1.60. Where we are today, as Robin mentioned at the outset of this, is about $56 a barrel of WTI and about $2.60 an MCF for natural gas. That makes it incredibly difficult for any producer in the U.S. operating in unconventional reserves in particular to make sufficient money to not only return cash flow to the shareholders, but even pay off debt as debt comes due, which gets to the crux of this panel around what is the state of oil and gas markets and will it result in further Chapter 22s? Was there sufficient debt reduction for companies that went through a previous restructuring, or is now because of where we are with commodity prices, are we going to fall back into another wave of restructuring? The reality is, unfortunately and painfully for the industry that I love and have operated in my entire life, even before as a banker, I come from an oil family, so I've lived this my entire life, and unfortunately, we are in the point of a long-term 20-year cycle to where there needs to be a shift in the industry, the way that the industry operates to allow producers, oil and gas producers, to become profitable again. And the message that we're getting from the capital markets is until producers can become profitable again, the industry is being shunned. It's being overlooked. Returns over the past 5 years have been dramatically subpar. If you look, the oil and gas industry is in the lowest decile of industry returns to equity and debt investors as well. Coming out of the financial recession, and this is not an anomaly, energy typically is a leading industry, if not the leading industry, coming out of any recession. We saw that going back to the 80s, the recession in 91, the Asian contagion, dot-com bust in the late 90s, and then the financial recession in 08-09, energy has consistently been a leading industry. Coming out of the financial recession, the oil and gas industry at one point peaked at about 18% of the S&P. Today, we are actually, this is as of September, as of today, we're at about 4.2% of the S&P. Why does that matter? Because 99.9% of the funds that aggregate capital benchmark off of S&P. They benchmark with respect to capital allocation. They benchmark with respect to capital performance. And so as a result, you're seeing dramatic amounts of capital being allocated away from the industry. You've seen it in equity support. You see it in debt support, where public equity and public high-yield markets are trading as if the entire industry is distressed. I saw an interesting statistic recently that showed that the combined market cap of Mid-Con and Appalachia producers combined is less than the market cap of Netflix.